This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Alice Cooper has been in the forefront of entertaining us for almost 50 years, but for a very long time, Alice has loved the game of golf. It's with great pleasure that I welcome Alice Cooper to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Alice.
You know, you guys have a little golf tournament down there, right?
We do. We get people together about the first week of every April and have that. I'll talk to you about that. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, no problem at all, man.
How'd you get started playing golf, Alice? Who introduced you to the game?
Well, you know, I'm from Detroit. So when I lived in Detroit, we only had three sports. We had baseball, football, and Grand Theft Auto. And golf was not part of our, you know, I didn't know anybody that played golf in Detroit. When I moved to Arizona, because I had to get out of Detroit because of asthma, I had to move to a hot, dry climate. Then all of a sudden, golf sort of was in the world. And but I still never played. I was, you know, I was in the band, and I was a cross-country runner, and a miler, and a two-miler. So golf still never was part of my life. When I quit drinking, which was 35 years ago, I decided that I had to find something that was going to take its place as an addiction. And not knowing that it was going to be 6 days a week, every day, you know, for the last 35 years, it ended up being a pretty healthy addiction for me.
You know, that's the same story that our friend Gary Muledeer tells. That's why he plays.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because Gary and I play tournaments together, and then we get up and we do shows together. And it's really, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where you would think that you would get bored with the game. I play 6 days a week for the last 35 years, and I've never once ever said I'm bored.
What does it do for you?
Well, for me, you know, it's one of those games that you can never beat.
Yeah.
You know, but you can have really good days. I birdied three holes in a row today and just went, okay, I'm on my way. Now, tomorrow, you know, I could just as easily shoot 85 instead of 75. But, you know, the game is different every day. The weather's different every day. Well, it's not that different in Arizona. It's 85 degrees every day this time of year. But the course is different. Every shot is different. There's no such thing as just an easy hole.
Yeah. At your best, Alice, how good were you?
I was scratch about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I shot 67. I had 2 days in a row in a tournament where I shot 68-68. And, you know, I mean, I was pretty much playing, even nursing the thought of thinking, you know, what would happen if Alice Cooper were on the seniors tour? You know, and then you go out and you play with these guys. You play with Trevino, or you go out and you play with Freddie Couples or somebody like that, and you realize you may be good, but you're not good enough to play with those guys.
What was the best part of your game?
I don't miss fairways. You know, I was very, very lucky. When I got with Callaway, Ely Callaway, I was at a party, and I walked up to Ely, and I said, Ely, hit the ball, Alice. I'm Alice. And he saw the humor in that and thought, what a great idea, Alice Cooper and Johnny Miller playing golf together. And the idea that guys like Alice Cooper play golf, you know, it makes it palatable for a hipper rock generation to play golf. Now, I think there's probably two guys in every single band that play golf.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of musicians play it now. They love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, heavy metal bands, you know, that you would never think that somebody like Iggy Pop or Alice Cooper or Lou Reed or, you know, people like that play golf, and yet they are the most avid players.
We're talking with Alice Cooper here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, every golfer knows the answer to these questions, Alice. Lowest round ever was?
67.
Okay, how many times?
For me? You mean for me?
Yes, for you.
Yeah, for me, 67.
All right. More than once, or was that...
That was my only 67, but I did have 68 a number of times. First time I shot 69 was at Las Colinas at Texas in Dallas.
Was the 67 five under or three under?
It was five under.
All right. How many holes in one?
I got four hole in ones.
Good for you. And you told me earlier that did Mr. Mule Deer witness the last one?
He was saw me on the last one. The odd thing for me is I've had three double eagles.
Wow. Good for you.
Well, and those are, you know how accidental those are.
Yeah.
You're on a short par five, and you hit the green, and it goes in the hole.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's happened to me three times now.
Best place you ever played?
Oh, man. I love Muirfield in Columbus, Ohio.
That's
great. But, I play a lot of golf in Maui. And McKenna Golf Course in Maui might be this close to playing in heaven. When you look at the weather and you look at where you are, you look out there and there's whales coming out of the water. It's 85 degrees. It smells like flowers, and the golf course is absolutely perfection.
And you mentioned earlier, you're playing a lot. You still play a lot.
Oh, I play every day. Wow. I played this morning. I shot 74 this morning.
What do you think, Alice, when you see these professionals hit the golf ball the way they do these days?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I got to play with Dustin Johnson one time, and I played with Ricky Fowler. And 20 years ago, I played a lot with John Daly. And, when John Daly would hit a ball, you'd sit there and just go, oh, come on. Nobody can hit it that far. John Daly, I don't think, would be in the top 10 and as far as distance anymore. Did you see that last playoff with Rahm?
Yeah.
And Dustin Johnson? Mm-hmm. When they're hitting the ball, 375. Like it's nothing.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Tell me, and you would know what that is, wouldn't you, Alice?
I will consistently hit a ball 260 down the middle, all right? And I'm very, very happy with that. I'm hitting that new Epic driver that it's just so easy to hit.
The Gateway.
But at the same time,
Jailbreak.
If you hit a 260 and you look out there and there's a guy a football field ahead of you, that's rich, incredible.
So you follow the professional game. So as you mentioned, we got the Masters coming up next week. So here's your chance. Who are you choosing? Who are you picking for the Masters?
I always kind of go with the guy that's got the momentum, and I don't think you could ever go against, at this point, Dustin Johnson. You can't go against him. But if Spieth starts putting, Spieth putts like Tiger. When he needs to make a putt, he'll make it. So I think that you can look at those guys, and I'll tell you what, McIlroy is playing awfully good right now, too. He hasn't quite got his putting down, but when you put those guys in there, I'm going to say that my dark horse guy will probably be Rahm.
Okay. Boy, you do pay
attention. Because I think right now he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's a young guy, and he just feels like, well, I got nothing to lose.
Boy, you do pay attention to this stuff. So where do you watch golf? How do you find the time? Where do you watch it?
Well, on Saturdays and Sundays, you sit here and you have like a gigantic 80-inch television, HD TV, and it's pretty hard to get up and walk away when those guys are playing like that. It's almost like being there, I would rather watch it on TV than actually be at the tournament, though.
Yeah.
Because you actually see more by watching it on TV.
So will you be home or on the road watching the Masters?
Well, at the Masters, here's the crazy thing. We'll be on the road.
Okay.
I will be, I start the tour in April, and I'll be on the road. But during the day, we don't go on stage till 9 o'clock at night. And 2 weeks after the Masters is over, we're doing a show in Augusta.
Another one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. Have you ever played Augusta National?
We have never played Augusta. We have played all over Georgia. We have played, you know, Atlanta so many times. We played, you know, Savannah. We played every place. We have never played Augusta. So it just so happens that I might have a few friends that might get me on.
Yeah, you might. You might. He is Alice Cooper. He will be in Augusta in concert, and he does love the game of golf. I have wanted to do this for a very long time. I am so happy you found the time to do this. Alice, congratulations on everything. Thank you for doing this, and I hope we talk again soon.
Oh, absolutely. And come on backstage after the show and say hi.